This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Tuesday, April 8th, 2008. I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech.net. We're here in Orlando, Florida, covering storage networking world from start to finish. Subscribe at SNWSpotlight.com or text the word SPARK to 72648. Claudine Simpson, the Chief Technical Officer for LSI, will be giving a keynote address at 11 o'clock this morning. We had a chance to speak with her and get a preview of her address. We'll have that reported in a minute. Harry Mason is Director of Industry Marketing for LSI, and he's President of the SCSI Trade Association. He gave his SaaS tutorial yesterday at SNW. He says there's a lot of interest in how the combination of SaaS and SATA have changed the storage market.
The coexistence of the two technologies really has been a boom to the standard high volume servers. We're also seeing an increasing level of interest in expanding SaaS outside of the cabinet to external storage environments. And really the environments that people are interested in are how we can use SaaS and SATA together in clustering and virtualization storage solutions.
What's the question you are most often asked at Storage Networking World?
We often get asked, is SaaS a SAN? You know, I think our view on that is that SaaS combines unique elements in terms of expandability, cost, and performance that you don't find with competitive solutions like iSCSI and Fibre Channel. SaaS really is the performance and cost leader. People are looking at creative ways of how they can expand those distances and really combine more storage external to the server.
If you didn't get a chance to make it to Harry's tutorial yesterday, you might be able to catch him around Storage Networking World at some time during the week. Feel free to stop and ask him a question. In yesterday's SNW Spotlight, we heard from some industry leaders on full disk encryption, one of the sophisticated security techniques IT people are using to combat increasingly sophisticated threats. On today's show, Catherine Girardot talks with Dr. Claudine Simpson, Chief Technical Officer at LSI, about that and other techniques security professionals are using to beat the bad guys.
First, let's set the scene. You've got the web, social networking, telecommuting, mobility. The lines between personal and professional life have blurred. It's now possible to conduct business and a social life entirely online. This convergence means convenience for many of us. But how has it impacted the industry's approach to data security? Claudine Simpson is Chief Technical Officer at LSI.
So that convergence is really leading to what I call an explosion of data and really stressing a lot the IT infrastructure, increasing the need for storage and increasing the need for sophisticated techniques in order to really alleviate those very complex threats that we see against the network. There is another element too, is that now we have to have access to the data almost 24/7. So that puts even more stress on the data centers. You don't even have time now to do maintenance or backups with that. You have to squeeze them in. So that means you have to have techniques which are providing redundancy, high availability of your data, and much more reliability in the way you're delivering your storage systems.
Simpson said the threats aren't just coming from hackers anymore.
The threats actually is coming more and more from inside the enterprises compared to outside. And that's a big surprise. That changes the perspective of the security at another dimension. It could be malicious or inadvertent security breach within your own enterprise.
Since storage is everywhere across the ecosystem, how do you decide where to deploy security? Simpson describes this in terms of security realms.
For example, you can start by the node. It could be a server, an array of servers, so you have to protect it. So you have a certain kind of differentiated techniques for that. After that, you can look at the data when the data is in flight. That means it's in between two storage medium. There is also authentication. How you make sure that the data you receive is data it should be. It's coming from the right file or from the right element. And there is also the most important, I think, is because most of the time your data is sitting there in the storage media, what we call data at rest. 5% of the data is really being acted on. The rest is sitting there in your storage.
In her keynote address at the SNW conference, Simpson covers what she calls deep content processing. evolving methods to protect data systems from increasingly invasive viruses, malware, and outright theft.
And I'll focus particularly on two. One, which is really addressing the data at risk, and how can you have the kind of foolproof 100% security technique, full disk encryption, FDE. And that's the technique that, you know, we are really pushing. And the second technique is not only addressing the data as such, is actually inspecting the data to understand what the data is all about. Is it coming from where it should be coming? And it's called content processing.
Just as new storage and networking technologies demand changes in how we think about, configure, and manage data centers, new threats pressure security professionals to find innovative ways to stay one step ahead of the bad guys. For SNW Spotlight, I'm Catherine Girardeau in Orlando.
That does it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. Go to SNW Spotlight to subscribe to our program. You can take part in polling questions there. You can look at the RSS feeds and blogs from major vendors as well. Text SPARK to 72648 to get updates on your mobile device. And join us every morning and evening for updates throughout the conference. I'm Paul Landcor from podtech.net. Thanks for listening.